The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Well, how about your Texans? Barry Laminack thinks they're the eighth best team in the league. Let's get to it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio. Almost, two whole minutes away from us as we broadcast live from Buku.
Well, that's probably about 8 minutes right now.
Well, yeah, with the traffic. Because I look out there on Chimney Rock and see that nobody's moving. But, we're basically about 2 or 3 minutes from the station. Richmond and Chimney Rock, come on out. I've only had 2 bites of my food so far, but I have to say.
I've just only had the red beans so far, but they are really good.
Yeah, so they also have daiquiris here, which... I know my man here killed his off pretty quick, so they must be good.
I lived amongst the Cajun people for quite a while, and they're a friendly folk.
Oh yeah,
but
they're great.
Man, the food. I don't think there's better food than you get out of like southwestern Louisiana. I think it is the best.
I would be 700 pounds if I lived there.
Oh,
There's no way.
And most people are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But there's a good reason for that. The food's really good.
And it's weird. I mean, there is some weird things about being there. Like, everybody calls you child and boo-boo and sha.
Honey. And, I get a lot of honeys, too.
But they are masterful in the kitchen.
They are, and I have to say, they got it down here.
Yep.
And great location, too. So if you're just getting off work, come on out, see us, hang out for a while. We'll be here till 7, talking sports and stuff.
Sports,
probably mostly sports today because
I'll be working off the phone today.
Yeah,
I made it all the way down here to Richmond and Chimney Rock, and I got out of my truck, went to grab my bag out of the back seat, and my bag wasn't there. I said, "Uh-oh!" So I called my wife, and she said, "Yep, it's right here next to your chair where you left it." Damn.
I almost did the same thing because I left the gym, and I go to open my trunk to get my bag, and I'm like, where the hell is it? And then I remembered that I had been at the station all day before that and just left it there. Say, oh, well, I'll just go back to the station. So
listen, if you're trying to tweet at me today, I'm not going to see it.
Okay.
Because I'm
but
my
please
be busy.
Please don't do the tweet at me and say, ask AJ this.
No.
I hate that.
I'm going to be...
Usually it's somebody you've blocked anyway, and they'll say, hey, can you ask AJ? I'm like, no, I'm not going to ask AJ. If he blocked you, then, you can't circumvent it that way.
No, but my phone will be too busy with, like, doing actual work stuff, so I'm going to have to focus on that today.
All right, we'll get to the Texans in just a second, but just for those of you who followed me on the Breeders' Cup picks, you did well.
Nice.
Finally. I take beatings after every major race weekend. I put 7 picks out there, hit 4 of them. My key horses ran second both times, but one of them was 30-1. One of them, the horse that I told you I thought was a lock to be first or second, ran second at 6-1. So picked up a lot of nice exactas, trifectas. Basically got me from down 3,200 for the year on horses to up about 1,000.
Nice.
So it was a good weekend for me on that.
Yeah,
sports betting, not so much, but that's okay. It wasn't horrible.
I had a good college football Saturday. Could have been better. Louisiana Tech kind of put a wrinkle in my plans.
Yeah, that hurt.
But
took a beating on that. I took a beating on UH, who they're dead to me.
Every time you bet on UH, they do this.
Bastards. They were terrible. They were terrible.
But
you're dead to me, Major Applewhite.
Sunday.
Excuse me, Private Applewhite.
And I keep seeing all this about public makes a killing versus Vegas. And I'm like, well, I didn't get any of that. I was grateful that the Patriots came through for me at the end last night.
There were some big favorites that coasted, like the Chiefs and teams like that.
Bears,
Vikings.
Yeah.
And so those three. But you know what? I love the bookmakers crying stories that you get after us. Oh, we lost between $7 and $10 million. Dude, you'll make that back on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Shut up. I feel so sorry for you, bookmaker. Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. All right.
Our pool, which there's one.
Oh, I sucked on that. I was 0-2.
You were 0-2.
The Seahawks hurt me yesterday, too.
The
Seahawks did me like Marilyn Manson did Juice and Sons.
The interesting thing was Saturday, there's 15 of us in the pool. We combined went 3-11-1.
Yeah, so where's all this money that apparently Vegas gave up?
Now, to be fair, there's one person has Tennessee pending tonight.
Yeah, he's going to lose that one.
Well, if the rest of the weekend is any indicator, then
yeah.
But the rest of us went 12-2 on the NFL.
I was one of the two.
You were one of the two.
I thought you were on the Seahawks, too.
No, I was on New England. Oh. New England was my best play this week. But
that's right, yeah.
The only other person who missed the NFL was Raheel, who had Chargers-Seahawks over 47.5. And had he gotten that, you might have gotten your play as well, because they got real close.
Yeah, well, Russell Wilson throwing that Matt Schaub-like pick six, what the hell was that? How often do you see him with a play like that where you just look and go, what the hell,
what
man?
What happened there? Yeah, I don't know.
It was one of those like Watson was throwing earlier in the year.
Right.
But, oh, well. But let's get to your Texans, man. That's what I know you're excited to talk about. Barry has them ranked eighth. I think you have them much higher than that.
Barry has them as the eighth best team in the NFL.
So you have to have them at least fourth.
A second, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you still think the Chiefs are better?
No,
than
not
that?
The Chiefs.
Oh.
Not the Chiefs.
Got to be the Saints.
It's the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Barry says you are what your record says you are.
Okay.
And to that I say, well, yeah, that's why Central Florida is, you know, they're better than Michigan.
They should be number 1A in the poll.
Central Florida has a better record, a better win-loss record than Michigan and Georgia and Oklahoma for that matter. So
okay, yeah,
they must be better because you are what your record says you are. Now, let's not take into account schedule, which is
that doesn't mean anything.
Oh,
AJ,
it doesn't?
Come on,
okay,
no.
Well, then
schedule doesn't matter.
Then yes, the Texans are they are the eighth best team. If that's the case, you just go down the line through the standings and, well, there you go. That's who the best teams are. Listen, this is a theme for the season, and you know what? They won. That's at the end of the day, that is what matters. This has got to be one of the luckiest teams in recent history.
Well, here's the thing that I would have liked to have seen yesterday, because we talked about this was a tough game for them. We both thought the Broncos would win, and I thought that they went in and kind of played the same really conservative game plan that they did against Jacksonville that worked, and they didn't turn the ball over. I kind of object to the whole feeling comfortable giving the ball back to them
up two. That's something that I've never been a fan of. I mean, I want my offense to try to put the game away. I would have liked to have seen them make one of two plays, and I'd feel better about this win. It's that simple. It comes down to that. On the third down when the offense had the ball, I would have liked to have seen Watson throw a better ball to Hopkins to get the first down and put the game away there. Or on fourth and eight, I would have liked to have seen them stop that fourth and eight on defense.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? There were a couple plays that were almost fluky the way Keenum put the ball in, and that was one of them. But I would have liked to have seen them make a play at the end of the game to win it, as opposed to, we'll just sit back.
Letting Vance Joseph blow it.
Yeah. And
well, and here's the deal. And Vance Joseph, I normally don't feel bad for kickers. I almost felt bad for Brandon McManus because they put him in such a poor position.
Yeah.
And this is Vance Joseph mismanaging end of first half.
And end
of game.
Yeah.
And the end of first half, you could argue that either one cost them the game, because the way they mismanaged the end of the first half let the Texans get a field goal.
Right.
And then the way they mismanaged the end of game caused a missed field goal. And for them to just be like, oh, well, a 50-yarder, we got this, that's just dumb. That's dumb coaching. Like, why are you doing a dive up the middle like you're just locked in here?
Well, and I get it's a 51-yard field goal in Denver, which makes it a 40-yard field goal elsewhere. But it's also, and again, one of the things that when people kind of go back over the Texans schedule and talk about, oh, well, this was luck. Well, against the Colts, when Wright goes for it, Texans still had to make a play.
Yep.
Watson still had to throw the ball down there and get him in field goal range, and then Fairbairn had to make the kick. The Cowboys game, which I still think is a better win than you do and most people. Even if they go for it on fourth down, there's no guarantee the Cowboys are getting the first down. So those games, okay.
The Bills game, they just had to stand there and let Nathan Peterman do
right.
his thing.
I mean, the Bills game, they were completely outplayed, except for Nathan Peterman. And
by maybe, that's one of the worst teams ever.
Oh, God, they're so bad right now. But the reality is, yesterday's game, those two teams played pretty even.
Yeah.
Almost the entire game. A few more yards for the Broncos. The one turnover was huge for Houston. So it was going to come down to who made a play at the end. In this case, it was who didn't make a play. So I would have felt much better today. And, I mean, I know a win's a win, and your record, you know, they're 6-3, and they're in a real good spot now, because what I'm excited about is with these 2 weeks off, you're going to get Jonathan Joseph and Aaron Colvin back, and that secondary is not going to be quite not the secondary, but the corners have been rough. I'm hoping you get Deontay Foreman back, because – that's a guy who was making a huge impact last year. If you get him back, maybe you get QT back. Now you got Demaryius Thomas in there. You're going to have some weapons when you come back. And so I'm excited about that. But I just would have felt better about the win. And I know it was ugly, but it's good to go in there and beat Denver. There's no question. I would have just felt better if they had made a play, as opposed to, okay, the guy missed a field goal.
Right.
That's all. And I've been consistent about that. I want to see a team make a play to win a game, not have the other guy screw up to lose it. What do you think? Do you think Bill O'Brien actually called Vance Joseph a dumb bleep?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I do.
If Bill O'Brien is calling you that,
then
you have to
resign.
Be dumber than this table.
You should resign your job.
I mean, that is like somebody with a 10 IQ calling out someone with a 4.
Yeah. That is some serious pot kettle crime right there.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But you
although,
know what? Like
to
you
be
said,
fair,
Bill O'Brien's 6-3 right now.
Yeah, that was. I don't. Yeah, I never fault teams for trying to win. I just thought that was a very questionable decision at that point, because especially with that much time on the clock. Because you look at it, and go, boy, if he misses, they only need one play to be in field goal range the other way. I think I would have probably just punted it and said, let's go to half like this, and that's fine. And it kind of erased the Bill O'Brien going for it on fourth and one, where they could have had the 3 points that would have also been very meaningful. Having said that, I don't fault him going for it. I fault the play call, as usual.
I didn't like going for it there either. I understand being aggressive.
The way the game shape was going, I would have taken the field goal.
That's what I was saying. Like, it didn't look like you were in a shootout.
Right.
You know? Like, points were going to be at a premium yesterday, and I didn't think it was a wise idea to leave him out there.
Yeah, I just would have liked to have seen something a little more imaginative on the play call. That's all. If you're gonna go for it, that's fine. But you know, and the play got blown up. But I mean, that's the same thing they run every time on third and fourth and short. Where's a little bootleg action? Give me a little option for Deshaun Watson there. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm going to inhale some of this food on the break, and come join us. We're at Buku, Richmond, and Chimney Rock. Very cool place. They got daiquiris. You can come get your daiquiri on. You can come get your Cajun food on, which I highly recommend. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Buku on Richmond and Chimney Rock. And there's an entrance off of Richmond, so just that's the one I came in on. And if you're just getting off work, or you're just thinking about getting off work and you're in the area, come on by, because it's kind of funny. We don't, I guess we do a few shows at Prime, but we don't do a lot of shows this close to the station. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So for people who work around us who want to come on out and hang out, we'll be here till 7 o'clock. Great menu too, man.
Fantastic.
I got to tell you, the Cajun pasta,
The Creole pasta or the Buku pasta?
I got the Creole pasta.
Okay.
And I have to give that my 5-star recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, I had the crawfish etouffee and red beans. Oh. Both were really good.
Well, there you go.
I threw some hot sauce in mine. It was money. Money in the bank.
That burger looks really good, too.
It does. They have so this is what's on the Buku burger. Brisket blended Angus beef patty topped with a deep-fried pepper jack block topped with bacon. Bro.
That sounds like sex. I mean, that's just awesome.
Yeah. That's basically everything I wasn't allowed to eat.
Yeah, I know. I know. Me too. 713-780-3776. Zach asks, West Virginia minus 13.5 versus TCU this weekend in Morgantown. I'm about to hammer this. What am I missing? I got to be honest, Zach, I haven't looked at anything for next week. I will.
I haven't either. But I could see it being a letdown spot for West Virginia.
It can. But TCU...
They're garbage.
They're not good.
That's
they lost to Kansas. A team that fired its coach almost lost to Kansas State. They're just not what they were. So, yeah, I could see a letdown for West Virginia. But, yeah, just on the surface, I don't mind that. But I haven't looked at it yet. I was kind of gambled out after this weekend. Usually I'll take a little look at the early lines, but I'll wait and do that tomorrow just because, you know, I had a bunch of horse races on top of everything else. Before we get back to the Texans – did you see the best ever touchdown celebration from the CFL?
Oh, where the guy dumped the beer down his head?
I went and chugged a beer. Yeah.
I love that.
Strong. And, of course, it went viral. But, you know, that's the kind of celebration I want to see.
Yeah. There's no rules there.
No, that's all. They do some pretty cool ones up there. There was one a couple weeks ago where Saskatchewan players went up right where the stands, right in front of the Winnipeg fans, and made fun of them after a touchdown. And then the Winnipeg guys did it to them the next week. It was hilarious. But they have fun up there. And, well, I think there's some the celebrations. I like that the NFL's relaxed things a little bit.
Yeah, although Michael Thomas got flagged yesterday.
Yeah, which
he might have gone too far, you're saying?
I don't mind it. Yeah, see, to me, I'd love to see all the celebrations from any given Sunday.
Right.
Like the guy pretending to shoot all the players and them all.
There was a guy who did that in a college game this week. I don't remember which one, but.
Yeah, in our society today, I don't think you can get away with that one.
No.
But yeah, I thought the Thomas thing didn't really bother me. It bothered me that it cost his team 15 yards. But I wasn't as. Like, Aikman was up in arms over it. And I'm kind of like, guy's having fun.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I want guys to have fun playing football. And I'd rather see something like that when you've accomplished something as opposed to doing the incomplete sign when a guy drops a ball on 3rd and 8 and you're down 47-2. I mean, that guy, no, that's not – you're not having fun there. If you are, you've got a problem. But 713-780-ESPN. Space, what kind of consequences would happen if the beer celebration happened in the NFL? I don't know either. As long as it was a beer that is a sponsor of the NFL, I'm sure it would be fine.
Yeah.
But if they drank something that's not a sponsor, and in this case, to be fair, Ottawa had already wrapped up their spot. It's an offensive lineman. The game meant nothing to them. So have fun. And I'm sure he decided, hey, when we score a touchdown, I'm going to go do this. And the coaches probably said, yeah, what the hell? You know, it's cool. But in the case of Thomas, that wasn't an important – there was still time left for the Rams because the Rams can score on anybody.
Yeah, and, I mean, honestly, did you think it was going to be a game at halftime?
No. And then – well, I don't want to say that because I've seen the Rams enough to know that they can turn it on in a hurry. I didn't think they'd turn it on that fast and get back that quickly.
I think that you're starting to see some cracks in that defense for the Rams, which is a little bit weird because they've got a lot of talent there. But – it could be the curse of Wade Phillips.
And Lamont brought that up because – and we saw this here in Houston. I mean, there were even players who were like, dude, we're running the same thing every time.
He brought it up last week or
– No. One of the guys who was doing the show with us brought it up when Wade was here.
Oh.
It was like he didn't change his defense from year one to year two, and team, especially trying to cover slot receivers with Bryce McCain every single play back then. And I think if – yeah, I do think there's something to that. I think there's so much talent that they've kind of overcome it a little bit.
Well, their offense helps a lot,
and
too.
And their offense is so good. It's like Kansas City. They're just going to outscore you.
And when your offense gives you a, 14-point lead, the other team is pretty limited in what they can run offensively.
Then you can go after people.
But, yeah, when teams are able to be multidimensional against them, they might struggle.
Well, I do think, and that's one reason why I'm not ready to pencil them into the Super Bowl, especially if they have to go back to New Orleans. It's such a tough place to play, and I love the way the Saints are playing. They still have some issues on defense, but,
the difference between the Rams and the Saints is the Rams, the division schedule that they play is much easier than the divisional schedule that the Saints play.
And I think that's going to be a factor for the Saints moving forward because – they still have a Carolina on there. They've got another game with Atlanta, who seems to be getting its act together. It's
whereas the Rams, I guess the Seahawks are. We thought they were.
The Rams used to beat the Seahawks when the Seahawks were good and the Rams were garbage. I don't know why that would. The Saints have.
But they've already won the game at Seattle, so now you get road Seahawks. And then you get the Cardinals and the 49ers who are just disastrous. They do have some tough games left, though. They've got at Bears, home to the Chiefs, and home to the Eagles on their schedule still. So,
but the next three for the Saints, at Bengals, they should win that. But it's a road game.
Yeah.
Outside.
And you talk about a letdown spot.
And then back-to-back home games, Eagles and Falcons.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that.
And they've got both games left with the Panthers.
Right.
Which, by the way, maybe we need to start respecting the Panthers.
Yeah, I think we might have to put some respect on the Panthers' name because offensively that team is playing really, really well right now. And you kind of get these things in your head. You think them of, we talked about this. You think of them as a defensive first team. They're really not. They're a really good offense, plays good enough defense.
Yeah.
Which is not what you would have expected from Carolina. But getting back to the Texans, you're looking at 6-3 right now. Your division, it's going to be hard for you to screw up this division because you have all three division opponents at home. I think they're going to probably go 2-1. They'll lose to one of those.
I think the only one that can beat them is the Colts.
Yeah, if the Colts can outscore them.
Because, the Colts have a quarterback. These other two teams are in such a mess.
I think the second Colts-Texans game will be almost a replay of the first. I mean, I think they're both going to put up 30-something points. But other than that, man, and I was just saying, if they could split with the Broncos and Redskins here, they're in a real good spot to win 10 games. Now, what does that make them?
Well, here's what it makes them. It makes them a team that's going to host a playoff game. But
in the second round.
This is where you ask yourself the question, depending on what seed you are, you talk about the second round, what if you get the Chargers in your playoff game?
You'd prefer not to do that. I still think they could beat the Chargers at home. But I wouldn't want the I'd rather have the Bengals or whatever other crap team makes it, right?
The Chargers, to me, look dangerous. And God forbid, and by the way, the Chargers are still only one game behind the
Chiefs. You know what the Chargers look like to me, though?
What do
they look
like
that team that's going to go 13-3 like the Saints did and get a wild card, and then they went up to Seattle and got crushed. I could see that happening to the Chargers.
Now, there is something with the
– But they are better than I give them credit for.
Well, and maybe, but – let's also look at their schedule, and because I said it about the Texans. The Texans have played one game against a team better than 500, and they lost to the Patriots. They are
That's not fair. Your Dolphins are 5-4.
Oh, are they now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well,
yeah, they beat that juggernaut Jet team yesterday.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, let's get your facts straight, sir.
Well, when I did so this is part of me not having my laptop. This is pulling the curtain back a little bit. I did a bunch of research on teams that are currently in the spot to make the playoffs versus other teams currently in a spot to make the playoffs. The Texans are 0-1 against those teams. But this is the Chargers' schedule. They're two losses, Chiefs and Rams.
Right, nothing embarrassing about that.
No. Their wins, Buffalo, San Francisco, Oakland, Cleveland, Tennessee, Seattle. Now, winning at Seattle, that's
the first
win.
Time they've impressed me a little bit, although I think that was as much the Seahawks just throwing a complete turd, too.
Yeah.
Which they hadn't been doing. They've been playing pretty decent football. But
their remaining schedule, they've got another game with the Chiefs,
okay.
Which, you know, it'll be at KC. I'm sure that's going to be a tough one. But their next few, Raiders, Broncos, Cardinals.
Ugh.
Then they've got at Steelers and then home to Bengals at Chiefs versus Ravens, those four in a row. So maybe we'll find out.
Who knows what the Bengals and the Ravens will be at that point. And you know, the Chiefs may not continue at this pace either.
But it does seem like there's certain teams, because of the division they're in, because of the way the schedule is laying out for them, like the Texans, the Chiefs, the Chargers, you can almost pencil them into a playoff spot barring some sort of disastrous injury.
Well, you know what I think is interesting is – the West playing the West this year, and you've got the Chiefs and the Rams dominating and the Chargers playing well, and every other one of those teams is just garbage.
Yeah.
And so they're playing each other, so that helps. So it's kind of hard to judge that. And I think you're kind of seeing the same thing with NFC East versus AFC South, in that none of the teams are as good as you expected. The Jaguars certainly not. I don't think the Titans are.
I don't think the Eagles are.
I don't think the Eagles are. I don't know about the Cowboys yet. The Giants have just been a trash heap. And those you have those teams on your schedule. And
I think the only team in either of those divisions – well, the Colts have exceeded expectations, I would say, and the Redskins have exceeded expectations. Everybody else you would say is at or below expectations.
I don't know if the Colts have exceeded. I think both of us thought they would compete for a wild card spot.
We did. Most of the national media said that they were – I mean, it was like this was going to be another disaster year.
We don't care about the national media around here.
All right. Well,
what do they know?
You're right.
What do they know about the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Well, maybe they should try my computer career.
Well, Vance Joseph should maybe
Definitely.
He should maybe
He's still employed,
that,
right?
For now.
Okay.
But if your job is sucking the life out of you, you can change it, guys. And it's simple. IT. I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about computers or technology. How the heck am I going to do IT? Well, you don't have to know that stuff. There's no excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. And, you know, helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing now, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online, your choice, 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are filling up soon. Go get in there now. Get that free career evaluation done now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Buku on Richmond and Chimney Rock. Some terrific food out here. I have not tried the daiquiris, but the two people who I saw drinking the daiquiris seem to be enjoying them.
Tasha's had a daiquiri.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she had two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That explains why she's not speaking English right now.
Well, she was talking to some other dude. Her boyfriend was gone. They weren't FaceTiming.
No, he's FaceTiming now, and now he's hearing that she was drinking and chatting up somebody else. So,
yeah, I don't think they were like, I don't think anything's happened yet.
No, I mean, they did leave for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, what can you really get done in 15 minutes?
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776.
I did hear them asking if there was a unisex bathroom here, which that's just, why would there be?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I didn't hear the word una there.
I think
that's where the confusion came in.
A sex bathroom is what she asked for.
Yeah. I tried to get one of those put in at Yow Media, but I was shot down and told that I was inappropriate and I can't do those kind of things. So, oh well. But, when you start and see it, who was this? Vernon says, I told you guys the Texans will be the second seed. Good luck with that.
That seems unlikely. I don't think it's unlikely that they could be the three seed. Although I
think they will be the three. Oh, the Steelers are getting their act together.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are starting to figure it out. But it seems like the AFC West winner, whoever it is, Chiefs or Chargers, and then the Patriots are just on a different level. You know what I mean? So it's going to be hard for them to catch that. Like. Do you think the Chiefs are going to lose two more games this year?
I don't. I mean, if they do, it's to the Chargers, right? And
so,
and you're already being a game behind the Patriots they have a game in hand. You've got to beat them you got to have a better record than them.
So to be the two seed, basically, you have to assume they're going to go undefeated for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
it just seems unlikely.
Yeah.
They're not good enough. They're not that team.
Now, I'm interested to see what they will be when they come back from the bye, because they're going to get a lot of guys healthy. I still think Deontay Foreman adds something that is really missing from this offense. Now, I don't know if he's going to come back 80%
or
60%.
They didn't run the ball worth a damn yesterday.
No.
I shouldn't say that. The running backs didn't run ball worth a damn. Deshaun actually had some nice runs, but
yeah, and with his 6.8 yards per carry average, it raised the team's average to 3.
Yeah,
you just can't. You know, that's just not running the football effectively.
So that's going to have to be fixed, and maybe he does fix that in some way. I think the other thing that'll help is after the bye week, I think Demaryius Thomas will be a lot bigger part of this offense. And you saw him struggle yesterday with play calling, the play clock.
Yeah, he didn't know where to go. Yeah,
it was
a lot to rush him out there.
It was, but like I said, I went on the Broncos pregame show yesterday, and they asked me what kind of a role I expected Demaryius Thomas to play, and I said, well, I think he's going to have to play a role out of necessity. I said, what I think they're going to do is they're going to try to get him involved early, and basically show that he can do some things. And then use him as a decoy to try to open things up for Hopkins, which is exactly what it did. And he got involved early.
That was it.
It helped Hopkins get his, and Hopkins had a big day and really was the only offensive player who had a really good day.
Yeah, and Deshaun was functional. He had another one of those games where he didn't turn the ball over. And you know, suddenly his touchdown to interception numbers look completely different than they did. Have you been drinking daiquiris?
Yeah, Jordan's on 4 or 5 daiquiris.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So that you just dropped a $1,000 piece of equipment there. Yeah. Hope you didn't crack your screen. We'll give that man another daiquiri because he obviously didn't drop it hard enough.
Yeah. Why don't you have a case on that iPad? that's a crappy case.
Yeah. You got to do better than that. But I think you need a pitcher of daiquiris for yourself. So that way you won't look so bad whenever it crashes.
But either way, I mean, I'm with you. I think the Texans, I'm excited to see what they look like after the bye week. But I'm still having a hard time, even though the record says they're 6-3. That record says they're one of the best teams in football, really. One of the, 5 to 10 best teams in football. I just don't believe that is necessarily true yet.
I think right now they're at the top of the second tier of teams that we still don't really know what they are. Like we know the Patriots are good. We know the Chiefs are good. We think the Chargers are good. We know the Steelers are a team that's going to get it together. I think they're at the top of that next group.
In the AFC you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about in the AFC. I still – the NFC to me is right now there's four teams there that I think – I think the Vikings are finally coming around. Rams and Saints we know about. And then I still think the Eagles, until they just completely tank, belong in that conversation. But that next tier is the Bears, the Panthers. I still think the Falcons are going to be heard from when it's all said and done. And I still think that tier of teams is probably better than the tier of teams that the Texans are better than.
Man, I wonder if the Panthers shouldn't be in that first tier.
Yeah,
at 6-2.
Yeah, I haven't bought into them yet.
That's fair.
And so if I'm not going to quite say the Texans at 5-3 are a team that belongs in that tier, then I can't really say that Panthers at 6-2 are that team. And they'll get their chance because they'll get two with the Saints. And I I'm not quite sold that they're good enough to be in that conversation. But I can't fault the fact that they're 6. I think they're going to be in a really good spot coming out of the bye because they will be healthy. They'll have Thomas for another couple weeks. And like I said, the whole key name for me is Foreman, because that is an element that's completely missing from their offense. And he was great last year. If he's back and healthy, then I think that helps. That helps with the possessions. He'll extend a couple possessions running the football. And plus, he caught the ball so well out of the backfield last year. The play he got hurt on was a pass.
Yep.
So
surprisingly well, mind you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because I mentioned this when they drafted him. I would be surprised if he's ever even out there on passing downs, because he's such a horrible blocker, and which is unbelievable because his body says he should be a great blocker, but he's just not. And so I didn't think he was even going to be out there on passing downs, but he did well.
They coached him up too, and he was at least functional at that, which, but I don't know that you're going to get the same guy, and that's what concerns me.
Notable wins for the Panthers so far: Bengals, yeah, Eagles, Ravens. I mean, nothing that's like, in your
face.
Well,
in that Eagles game, the Eagles had them, too. They choked that game away.
Yeah.
And the Ravens, who knows? I mean,
yeah.
2 weeks ago, we thought the Ravens were at the top of that second tier or maybe in the top tier.
Now they're not.
And now you're like, meh. Okay.
Losses, their two losses were at Atlanta, at Washington. So I don't know that the other one of those would be considered a bad loss.
No, and I'm not really sure about Washington either now, but that's another story. So,
all right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, how goes it, man?
Hey, I mean, great sports weekend and sunshine and birds singing. What temperatures we got out here? It's just perfect. Those traveling. Matter of fact, I'm on the road from San Antonio and Austin. We have TV shows like the next 3 days we're working on in the surrounding cities. And it really is a joy, friends. I had one of the producers come up and had used this on carpet cleaning because, of course, we were doing the commercial studio. But they had been trying for years to get the carpet clean, rented machines, hired the, ding-ding-dong carpet cleaning that you saw a road sign on. It cracks me up. I see stolen road signs with carpet cleaning advertisement written on the other side of it. It's like you steal a sign and write carpet cleaning, you call. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's just really, it's not even uplifting when you go to hire a company and you do something better yourself than the professionals you hire. You are never going to have that at Dirt Free. When you dial 281 Dirt Free, we come in with a $100,000 machine. We come in with techs that are proven, tested, trained. We start in the worst spot, prove to you that it's going to be different, or you don't pay us. So this is way better than you can imagine at any level, hiring a company at any level, because we've got a $100,000 machine we created. Tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. We're going to be the best you've ever seen. We're going to prove it in the first 10 minutes when we're in your home. oh, I'm not going to charge you a dime. Three rooms right now, let's do it for $100. We'll give you a $100 free speed dry, where we'll set up air equipment and dry over the whole carpet with an extra service. We'll do that for you, $100 worth of free work, by dialing 281-DIRT-FREE, three rooms for $99. We'll match that money you spend with a free service. How can you beat it? 281-DIRT-FREE.
All right, that's Aubrey Theoda with Dirt Free. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats. I can speak for the Cajun Eats. Excellent. Have not had the daiquiris yet, but everybody who's having them seems to be enjoying the hell out of them. So come on out, check us out. It's Richmond and Chimney Rock. Very, very cool place. Little moment for Sports Map today, which, you know, was working on quite a bit last night. Screwed up my weekend. But
You didn't get to see Wolf Mother last night?
I wanted to see April Wine. I had it timed perfectly. And right when I'm about to leave, I had issues with the site that I had to deal with. And by the time I was done, and I really behaved this weekend, man. I didn't do much of anything. I Saturday, I was still kind of recovering because I got so freaking high on Friday night, I accidentally set my own alarm off and couldn't remember the code word.
Oh, boy.
So I had to wake up the wife, and she's like, "You're high." And I'm like, "Yeah? Why do you think I'm waking you up?" So I'm kind of in the doghouse for that. There was some couch time for me, but I binge watched that Bodyguard on Netflix. Only 6 episodes, pretty good.
Okay.
I still like 10 Star better. I think that's the best one that I've kind of watched in the last month. But Bodyguard, pretty good. But we put a lot of good stuff on Sports Map. Joel has a video up on what will it take for you to believe in the Texans. I think for me, nuclear attacks in Kansas City and New England, but. Charlie Polillo says they have the easiest closing schedule in the NFL. That's his video today.
That's also a fact.
Yeah.
Part of my research for the day.
And Joel said a little luck and a lot of winning have the Texans looking good at their bye week.
Little luck.
I think that's okay. Good teams are going to win games like that. I just would like to see them. Like I said, as I said at the beginning, I just want to see them make a few more plays to win the game yesterday as opposed to, I'll let the guy miss the field goal. That's all. I'd feel so much better about this. Say, man, they stopped that 4th and 8 when they needed to. Or, man, Hopkins came up with that catch, even though it wasn't a great throw, and they get the first down and run out the clock. I mean, just one of those two plays, and I have a totally different feel about it today. I feel like they won the game as opposed to, they won, but, you know.
Right.
And that's why it's so hard for me to.
Well, that's what was nice about that Dolphins game.
Yeah.
Like, there was no – that performance was like a glimmer of hope to me. You know, like, these guys can do this. But then, you know, I just think back to – and I still can't get over the loss at the Titans when you've got basically like a homeless guy at quarterback for the Titans and no offensive lineman. And then the next week losing to the Giants, which – by the way,
that's
no one else can do.
Yeah, you know, like nobody else can even come close to losing to them.
You accomplished the impossible by losing to the New York Giants at home to the Giants. It's just it's a confusing season, and it's hard. Like, so I'm a tough sell on these guys, I liked some of the things I've seen. I like that they've stopped turning the ball over so much. You know, that makes me feel better about what they're doing. But I'm just – until they beat a team that I have respect for, I can't get crazy about them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see what they're going to look like coming out of the break. And, yeah, the rest of their schedule is just – and now, having said that, they're capable of losing to anybody that's left on their schedule because if they can play like that against
– They lost to the New York Giants at home.
They lost
they're
the Giants at home.
They're capable of losing to anybody.
They lost to the Titans team you mentioned. I look at that Bills game as a loss. They were getting clubbed, and then Nathan Peterman came and gave them the game. So – if that team shows up, then, yeah, they can lose to anybody. And, you know, so at the Redskins, could I see them going in there and winning? Absolutely. Could I see them getting their ass kicked? Yeah. I don't know. Titans at home, you should beat. Browns at home, you should beat. Colts at home, I think will be a shootout. Could go either way. The Jets are a mess.
That's on the road.
At the Eagles, at the beginning of the season, we're like, oh, well, they're not winning that.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
And Jaguars is the last game, which may mean nothing for them at that point.
Is it possible that we won't know anything about this team until the playoffs?
Are we about to start the Rockets conversation now?
No.
Because that's what we say about the Rockets, right? Yeah, they can win all the games they want in the regular season, but until
– I mean, I guess maybe we are. Like, yeah. Until we see – but the difference is in the NBA, everybody plays everybody at least once or twice. You know, it's,
right.
Whereas here, I mean – we're not getting a great – we haven't seen the Texans go up against a sample that is representative of what the NFL is. You know, we've seen them – for the most part, they've played teams that are in the bottom half of the league so far. So – and that may – I don't know if that will be the case all the way through. I think the Redskins are maybe slightly above average. Honestly, I think the Redskins and the Texans might be about the same caliber of a team.
Yeah.
The Eagles might be better than their record says they are, but
But you know what? Their secondary is a joke, and the Texans now have guys that they can go after them with.
So we may not know if these guys are really any good until they get put on the field against a playoff team.
Yeah.
And it's not really fair to say, but this may have just been an entire wasted season.
I still think – I think there's some things that can be fixed. And obviously, we talked about the guys who've been out on offense. If they get those back, I think the offense can get better. Defensively, I think they'll get better at corner again when they get those guys back. But I still don't see much hope for this offensive line. And, you know, and Cody has a, to finish off the sports map thing, has an article kind of breaking down the offensive line really wasn't as bad as you think because. And. You know, and that Kendall Lamb has actually played pretty well at right tackle, which is true, except, you know, he's played better than you would expect Kendall Lamb
to
play.
He's played well relatively.
But I still am not sold on that group, and I think good pass rushers are going to abuse them, and they have. And, you know, and that's the one thing that
– although not as much – it could have been worse yesterday.
It could have been worse yesterday, and we knew that they were going to be up against it against Chubb and Von Miller. And it was funny that the one play Lamb went out, Miller got a sack.
Yeah.
They've played better, but, you know, it's still – I'm not sold on that. And Nick says you have to give them more credit. I don't care who you are. Six in a row isn't easy. No, nobody said it was easy, but I also think you have to look at each game in context. And I think of those games, I'd say three of them, they went out and won. You know, one at Jacksonville – the one against the Dolphins, that Cowboys game I give them a lot more credit for because if they'd done anything in the red zone, it's not close. And they seem to have fixed that for the most part. They're still having issues there. But, you know, you can't
– well, they've stopped believing that Ryan Griffin's a useful tight end and started to realize that there's these other guys who are way better than him.
Yeah, that's part of it. And Ryan Griffin's another guy. How does he even – he never stays healthy. I mean, he gets out there for a half and then disappears. But I think when you look at the other three games and – yeah, and okay, the Colts game should have been a tie. That's fine. You weren't going to lose that. But this one,
but
here,
you don't like how the team played, especially defensively.
No, defensively they were terrible. Andrew Luck just abused them. So, I don't know. I think getting a little lucky is fine, and that's what you're going to have to get lucky to win games. I just like to see a little more. Go out and win it. That's it. And it would have been one play yesterday, and I'd have a totally different take on this team, I think. And maybe that's not fair, but, you know, there's, to me, teams that go out and win games like that. And I'll give them credit at the end of the Colts game. I said it was a goofy decision.
They had to make a play.
But, yeah, and then they get a 21-yard pass to get them in field goal range and make the field goal win the game. You went out and did that, so I feel less clunky about that than I do yesterday.
Yeah.
Just because somebody else had to make a mistake for you to win. And that's – I just don't feel good about those. Ashton asks, is the greatest hustle of all time, a.k.a. Sam Bradford's career, finally over? Nope. Somebody will go get him.
Yeah. That he'll make a lot less money than he's ever made before.
Yeah.
The hustle's not going to pay like
Frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing him as a backup here. Because I think you can win a couple games with him, and now you got a team that you might need that.
I mean, you start to think about teams that, like, what's your backup quarterback, what the drop-off is. And just to think that Nathan Peterman has a job in the league. Doesn't it tell you that, I mean, how many good quarterbacks are there in the whole wide world?
Yeah. that guy keeps getting trotted out. That gets chance after chance after chance.
Not only that, but they were like, we don't need you, A.J. McCarron. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it's wild to me.
Oh, well. And the thing is, they have a pretty good defense. Hey, I got to tell you about Robinhood. It's a great investing app. Lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, all commission-free. And I've been using Robinhood for a couple of years now, and I just love it. I mean, at least a year. Long before they ever started advertising with us, I check my stocks on there every day. I see how I'm doing. It's easy to follow. I got stocks that I'm keeping an eye on that I want to buy at the right price. I get alerts on those when they get close. I mean, it's just great. And the cool thing is they want this to be a non-intimidating way for you to invest for the first time with confidence. And they're not just catering to the wealthy. They're catering to everybody. So if you just want to put a few bucks in there and give it a shot, they got you covered. Other brokerages are going to charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks, and you get to keep all of your profits. And it's so simple. It's right there on your phone. The cool thing about this, if you're just wanting to get started, and this is how you can learn how to invest and build your portfolio that way. You can figure out, you follow the trends, see what they're doing, and put your money in there and see what happens. You can discover new stocks, track favorite companies. It's all at your fingertips. Right now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.